Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned, but boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here. This will hopefully be a space for all the mamas out there to share and celebrate our triumphs and also sort out our epic fails. So let's begin.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Millennial Mama. Today I'd like to talk about something personal. Now you may have seen these Instagram posts and different stories telling you how important self-care is for a healthy mind and how you should take out a few minutes a day for yourself. But as a new mom or a first-time mom, is that really possible? I don't think so. I feel like it's one of those fairy tales that is reserved for Mother's Day or your birthday. But Mama, you are not alone in feeling this way. Remember, we are going through this together. And at the end of today's episode, I will give you 5 ways you can start your self-care journey right now. Before I had Alaya, it was just Sanjeet and me. And Sanjeet used to leave for work by 9:30 and not get back before 7 in the evening. So I had the entire day to myself. I never realized the privilege of having so much time by myself. I used to work, read books, take myself out for lunch, take leisurely baths, and enjoy my evening chai staring out of the window. Now chai for me is my holy grail. All this sounds like a distant dream now. Now, after I had Alaya, in the snap of a finger, everything changed. My house became a madhouse. This constant chatter, helpers coming in, going out, Alaya's demands. And for someone like me, who thrives on the peace and quiet, this is extremely unnerving. My time has become Alaya's time. And I have given up on the concept of hot chai, leisurely showers, and dates with myself. Actually, if I go to think about it, even in this lockdown, the only time I have gotten to myself is once Alaya has slept after 10 p.m. And at that time, I am so tired that I just want to be a couch potato. But you know what? I feel like I'm the only one to blame for this. I was hell-bent since day one on doing it all by myself, so much so that I refused to ask for help from anyone. Now, Sanjeet and I have drawn up number of schedules of what time he will be handling Alaya, what time will I get my me time, and all of that sounded brilliant in theory. But the problem was that I was always around them, so Sanjeet got used to me having pick up his slack. And Alaya knew that whenever Dada goes on his phone, Mama is there to give me attention. So I never really got my time, and I regret it so, so much. This has only led to me being overworked, exhausted, and always irritated with Sanjeet. If only I could have been a little more assertive, we would have avoided so many fights. But it's not that easy, you know. When I have been the sole caretaker for so many months, cutting myself from the situation is not an easy job. I have to literally make up my mind to step out of the room and not give in to the calling and the yelling, which I find it very hard to do. But you know, this lockdown has made me realize the importance of indulging in self-love. There are times I have felt so empty energetically that I am irritated with Alaya and my husband. I don't want to listen to them or even look at them for that matter. But the moment I feel recharged or happy with myself is the moment I'm more giving in my relationships. While the concept of having a self-care routine is still very far away, I'm starting with baby steps on how to take care of myself and how to spend some time with myself. For starters, I've started doing the dishes all by myself. Now I'm sure you're thinking, how can doing the dishes be self-care? It's not really. But I know when I'm doing the dishes, Alaya won't disturb me and I'll have my thoughts to myself. So I plan my cooking or my work, or I just keep my mind open for random thoughts. If nothing else, I'll just listen to some good music, and trust me, it's almost therapeutic. Number 2. I love my chai. As I've said it before, chai for me is holy grail. I used to have a very peaceful and indulgent chai routine. I'm not joking, Sanjeet has fought with me many times over this. Earlier, when Alaya's nap times were a little different and she used to sleep in the afternoon, I used to wake her up after my evening chai, so I got some time to myself there. But ever since her nap times have changed and she wakes up earlier, Sanjeet tries to distract her in the morning when I get to have like my 5 minutes of chai. Now, cutting down from 15 minutes to 5 minutes is a big deal for me already. But what I'm trying to do is also try and wake up earlier than both of them so I can get some quiet time for myself in the morning. I haven't been very successful yet, but I'm hoping I will be. Number 3. I, like any other girl, love a good spa session. But that's not possible as of now. So most nights what I do is I take a luxurious moisturizer and I slather it on my hands and feet while watching Netflix. Trust me when I say it's a beautiful feeling going to bed with those moisturized silky hands and feet. You should try this. I've always been a foodie and I've loved eating out. So the next thing what I've started doing is, I have started cooking. And this lockdown has made me realize that I love cooking as well. I love whipping up recipes in my kitchen. Especially some of my favorite things like Thai curry or pasta. I just love researching and looking at different recipes and trying them out. I think it's a great time to spend some time with yourself. Because cooking after all is a form of love. And what better than to whip up something healthy and delicious and nutritious. And the last thing that I have started doing is writing. I used to really write short poems and stories in college. But what I have started doing recently is writing small fleeting moments. You could call them poems as well. And it's been very helpful. I know a lot of people suggest journaling and I'd love to give it a try sometime. But right now for me, time is very limited. So I've made a pinned note on my phone where I just write down things that come to me and I just fill it there and maybe at a later date go and refine it a bit here and there. All I'm trying to tell you is that self-care need not be extravagant. You just need to start somewhere. And it's not because some meme tells you to do so. It's so that you can be more present and mindful when the rush of life takes over. Even if you don't have the time or energy to do anything at all, that is absolutely okay. But the next time you're reading a book to your baby, just light a candle. I'm sure these little acts will make all the changes possible and you will feel so good about yourself after. And that's my cue. Baby Ray is calling for Mama Ray right now, which means I'll have to take your leave. Do share some love and support because, as you know, all the mamas need it. My handle is Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to share some feedback on HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, you can log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.